Okay, that's recording, and then we will expand the screen to... All right, you guys, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's do this. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to the show, and on the program today, we're talking more EMV capability, compatibility, only this time it's with ATM machines, and we have Mr. Gary Walston from Dolphin Debit on the program, and then Mike McQuethy from First Service. How's it going, guys? Excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. We had some major technical difficulties, so we jumped through some major hoops today, so this is going to be an interview well worth it. So what we're talking about, guys, here is, again, ATM EMV capability deadline coming up October of this year, just kind of like last year was the other deadline for EMV. We won't go into that because that was a whole other issue. But Gary, to start out here, for those who don't know what's going on with this upcoming deadline, can you fill us in what's going on here?
Sure, Mike. Yeah, appreciate you having me, by the way.
Sure.
Basically, October 1st of this year is the MasterCard EMV liability shift at the ATM.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is basically every ATM will need to be able to accept chip cards. And that'll mean that every ATM needs an upgraded card reader for those EMV transactions.
Mm-hmm.
It'll need upgraded software in order to process those transactions as well.
Okay.
And if those transactions or if that ATM is not upgraded at that time, then the liability shift will move from the card issuer over to the card acquirer, or in this case, the ATM.
Okay. And so, I mean, what do credit unions need to do here? And how is this a difficult thing to bring the ATMs up to speed, or what's the process here?
Well, it has been a long process because of all of the different issues associated with application identifiers, whether they were MasterCard AIDs, Visa AIDs, the U.S. Common AID, and so that really took a long time to sort out. But from the ATM perspective, it's even more complicated because of all of the different makes and models of ATMs. You have to understand what kind of hardware that you have, what kind of software you're running, where your host processor is. And so for the credit unions, the first thing for them to do is evaluate their current ATMs and determine really what they have and work with their ATM service provider to determine what they're going to have to do to either upgrade those ATMs or just flat out replace them in some cases.
Wow.
And then from that standpoint, they'll have to work with their host processor to make sure that their host processor has those ATMs, that software, certified and ready to go for EMV transactions.
Okay, and Mike, from the credit union perspective, you guys must be going, oh my gosh, you know, something else with EMV, because, you know, you guys have had to reissue cards, obviously, and then there's the whole retailer end of it, and then now the ATM, this kind of pops up. I mean, how do you look at it from your perspective?
Well, like many other credit unions, we've been focused completely on the EMV rollout.
Right.
Getting those plastics in hand and all the complication and understanding with that. The ATMs kind of have been put on the back burner. And so now a lot of credit unions are having to figure out what their path is going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a kind of a scramble, it sounds like.
Yeah. So it's planning that. And
yeah,
it's a three-phase process, not only the hardware, but then the software configuration, and then you have to have them approved, similar to whenever you're rolling out your standard issuance of cards.
Mm-hmm.
The device that's going to be accepting these pins have to be approved through the networks as well. So it's an entirely, you know, full process, just like the issuance of the card.
Okay, all right. And so now, all your, why, I mean, I guess the next question is, why aren't all your ATMs running EMV as they have readers? And I mean, so I mean, do you expect them to all be running the EMV by the deadline, or?
Well, we certainly do. We have, you know, close to half of them now up and running.
Okay, good.
With EMV chips, as Gary was talking about, we have 25 different ATMs that Dolphin Debit runs for us, and it has, you know, there are many different types and models and software, and all of the Dolphin Debit's tried to understand all the different hardware configurations and software configurations.
Mm-hmm.
All of those have been updated. Close to half have already been approved, but the remaining, we're still waiting on the networks and the host systems in order to approve the chip transactions And then once they're approved, we should be live.
Okay. There sounds like a lot of moving parts here, guys. So, and that kind of segues into my next question, Elliot. What are some of the hurdles that you've experienced so far? I mean, I think you mentioned a lot of it just in there. All these cogs, going, trying to work together to get this all straightened out.
Well, fortunately for us, Dolphin Debit handles that.
Yay! Good job. Good job, Gary.
But what we found is from our end, the credit union side, we have a challenge in that many of our members are just completely unaware of how to deal with these new machines. Typically, when you go to a merchant and you make a transaction, there's a cashier there that can guide you on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
On an ATM, there's nobody there. And so you have some machines that are configured to accept your card and pull it into the machine and handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So that works fine because the member doesn't have to do anything. But there are other machines that you have to determine whether or not you're going to slide it into the reader and let it sit there, or you just need to swipe it. It depends on the machine and whether or not it's EMV compatible. So there's some confusion there depending on what type of ATM they're going to use and what compatibility it has, what type of card they're using.
Mm-hmm.
All those things are variables that are causing confusion to some of our members.
Gotcha. Gary, anything to add from your end? Because it sounds like you guys are kind of the ones juggling all these balls for credit unions out there.
Mike hit it on the head. I think once you get past the complication of the hardware, the software, and the host processor, really, one of the biggest hurdles is the member, educating the member and making sure that as they go out, they really are understanding what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge has been you've got some issuers who have issued chip cards just on the credit side. You've got some that have begun to issue on the debit side as well. And they have already, in some cases, experienced what that's like at the point of sale.
Mm-hmm.
That would include just sticking that chip card into the card reader, leaving it there for the whole transaction. And so in some cases, that member might think that that's what they have to do at all ATMs now because they have this chip card, when in fact, not all ATMs are upgraded. And even once you get past the October deadline, I think there's still going to be a number of ATMs that won't be upgraded at that point. So they could experience some error messages at the ATM because of how they're either inserting and either leaving or not removing the card from the ATM.
This thought just kind of popped in my head. Are we talking like tens of thousands of ATMs that need to be, I guess, updated for lack of a better terminology?
Well, believe it or not, there are about 435,000 ATMs across the country, and you've got a combination of banks and credit unions that own the ATMs, and then a lot of non-bank owners who oftentimes place ATMs inside the convenience stores and shopping malls and whatnot. And so the good news is that over the last couple of years, most of the ATM manufacturers have been manufacturing ATMs with EMV-compatible card readers.
Oh, okay, cool.
So in a lot of cases, for any institutions that have purchased ATMs or deployed ATMs over the last couple of years, the card reader is there. And so the next step is then to update the software to make the ATM fully compatible. And then thirdly, be able to work with the host processor to make sure that they have certified both that ATM, that make and model, and that software version so that you can literally flip the switch and enable the EMV transactions.
Ah, oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's switch gears a little bit here. Let's talk education. Mike, from your perspective, from the credit union's perspective, I mean, we talked about earlier in the top of the show where you mentioned there's going to be some confusion here. I mean, how are you guys educating your members on kind of what's up with the ATM?
Whenever we were going to first roll out our chip cards, we decided to go ahead and create a microsite with how-tos and videos.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
How to transact in different scenarios with those cards. We've done that. There's some inserts that can go along with the card and some letters and emails. We've done all that we could. There's certainly more to be done, and there's certainly people who, of course, get their mail and trash it or, the emails go to junk. So there's plenty to be done, but it's really just trying to get the message out as frequently as we possibly can, especially at the time in which they receive the card. Having the information to them at that time seems pretty crucial.
Yeah, because, I mean, you brought up an interesting point earlier. It's like when you go to an ATM, you're there by yourself. When you go to a retailer, there's the merchant, the person there behind the cash register that can help you out. So, boy, taking these steps like you just talked about to educate the members is a huge, huge thing and a value add too. I mean, Gary, anything to add there on that one?
Yeah, one thing I would say is that what we've done at Dolphin Debit to try and help our client credit unions is we created some how-to videos They can be found on our website under the resources section.
Okay.
But we give several different examples of what will happen if you're using a Magstripe card and an EMV-enabled ATM and vice versa in a few different scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we found that that can be helpful because the video itself is really just there to help kind of walk them through those different scenarios so they don't get frustrated when they're out in the public space.
Yeah, that can be, because I mean, that can be a little bit of a stressful thing. If somebody needs $20 real quick, like, hey, wait, what's going on? All right. So, I mean, so Mike, I mean, how does this experience, how is your experience, I mean, compared to other credit unions that you've, I'm sure you're talking to other credit unions about this as well.
Yeah. And unfortunately for them, ATMs are on the back burner. You know, they are either gearing up for rolling out their EMV cards, or they're in the middle of it, or they've recently done that, and now they're starting to switch gears to their ATMs. Fortunately for us, you know, we outsource to Dolphin Debit, and so they've started this process some time ago, and so
great.
We're, you know, almost towards the completion of having our ATMs EMV ready.
Awesome.
So I think for us, we're a little bit ahead
mm-hmm.
of who, you know, our other credit union folks around, but so we're excited about that, but I see that they're starting the planning stages right now.
Yeah, it's never too early to start planning and start this type of stuff. Never too early.
Mike,
yeah, go ahead.
I'll add to that.
Yeah, go for it.
One of the things that's happening that we're starting to see is that there is really a constraint on resources, both from a hardware standpoint with the new card readers, but with labor as well.
Yeah.
Because there's only so many ATM service technicians to go around, and the longer that a credit union waits, the more difficult it will be to have the resources to actually get the physical work done.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a job opportunity right there, putting lots and lots of people to work fixing these ATMs. All right, guys, to wrap up here, I mean, here's a chance for the product plug here. I mean, what is the benefit to outsourcing this type of ATM work? Mike, I can start with you if you like.
Well, for us, I mean, this is a perfect example as to why you do that. Regulation and compliance is a constant, and it's constantly growing.
Yeah.
So since we have our ATM partner that's responsible for that, certainly that allows me to sleep a little better at night.
No doubt.
And that's going to happen. So future liability from compliance and other things are taken care of. It makes it easy that if we need an ATM in a certain place, we can just point there, and our ATM provider provides that for us. Makes it pretty simplistic. And then cost. I think cost is pretty important because
mm-hmm.
You need economies of scale in order to get this to be able to for us to be able to afford it. And
right.
So you would need a few hundred ATMs in order for you to be for it to be cost effective for you to drive your own ATM network.
Mm-hmm.
And so since I said before, we only have 25 ATMs. With the complexity and negotiating of rates and other things that are required in order to for this to be advantageous for us, we would need to outsource that.
Yeah.
And so, the other thing that helps is, you know, our members want to have as many ATMs as they possibly can. They expect us to.
Sure.
We carry the burden of trying to be everywhere for all of our members. That's just not really, a possibility for a lot of credit unions
mm-hmm.
of our size. And so outsourcing that gives us a little better leverage and ability to place multiple ATMs in a cost-efficient way. So it's a win-win.
Right on. Sounds like peace of mind is probably the top priority there. Excellent. Gary, any final words to wrap up here?
Yeah, well, Mike really hit it on the head. It's what we try to do is we try to save our credit union clients money from the operational standpoint, capital dollars. In a situation like this where either new ATMs need to be replaced or old ones need to be replaced because of compliance or upgrades need to be done, when Dolphin Debit owns the ATM, we're responsible for that and that capital cost associated with it.
Gotcha.
But obviously what Mike alluded to there as well is the peace of mind, taking that burden and responsibility
off
your shoulders. Because as you mentioned, unless you've got hundreds of ATMs, you really don't have a dedicated ATM department, and so you really don't have that expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So really that's what we strive to be, is we strive to be that ATM department for each of our credit union clients, so we can be the experts so that we can be the ones to kind of shoulder that burden for them.
Yep.
And especially as we've seen recently, compliance plays such a huge role in
yeah.
it. It's not that long ago that we were just talking about ADA compliance at the ATM, and then the migration from Windows XP to Windows 7, and now we're talking about EMV, and there is something else down the road.
I'm sure.
No question about it. So when you outsource, you kind of relieve yourself of that burden, and really that's what we're in business to do, is to take care of that burden for the credit union and make it easy for them.
Awesome, awesome. Guys, thank you so much. This has been a fantastic education, and my hope is that a lot of other credit unions out there are jumping on this wagon like you are, Mike, and folks like you, Gary, out there are helping out and keeping credit unions top of mind and keeping them ahead of the curve so we can continue to grow like we're growing. So, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. Good stuff here.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
You're very welcome. All right, we are out. Well done, gentlemen. Woo. Yeah, exactly. Good job. Yeah, that was fun. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I apologize for all the technical stuff that happened in the beginning. So, hopefully this will work out. So I'll check the recording and I'll let you know.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Well, yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mike McQuethy, thank you again. Obviously, you know, we value your business a ton, so I appreciate you doing this for us.
No problem, Gary. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Take care, and we'll get this produced and posted for you next week.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.